AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hoping there will not be a partial government shutdown in 10 days.
I'm sort of hoping for a Christmas miracle here that we'll have a level of cooperation that we don't normally have in getting bills across the Senate floor.
But at the White House earlier today, President Trump and Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi had a spirited meeting. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Sitting in the Oval Office with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the president joked about getting money for his southern border wall.
That'll be the one that will be the easiest of all. What do you think, Chuck? Maybe not?
Schumer was not amused.
It's called funding the government, Mr. President.
It got worse from there, with the president threatening a big step if Congress doesn't provide money for the wall.
I will shut down the government.
Okay. A possible partial shutdown looms in 10 days. The president talked over the Democrats as they offered alternatives they said would both provide border security and keep the government running. After a half-hour private meeting, Schumer accused the president of throwing a temper tantrum and said if he doesn't drop his demand for $5 billion.
He will get no wall, and he will get a shutdown.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Republicans in Congress grilled the CEO of Google about bias, privacy, and China. Sundar Pichai says Google is doing its job.
Sitting in the Oval.
We have put a number of checks and balances in place to ensure they continue to live up to our standards.
Pichai says Google is not biased against conservative views. A jury in Charlottesville, Virginia recommends life in prison plus 419 years for James Alex Fields Jr. He was convicted of running over and killing a woman with a car at a white nationalist rally last year in Charlottesville. Heather Heyer was killed. One person is dead, eight wounded in a shooting at a Christmas market in Strasbourg, France. The shooter is at large. This is AP Radio News. Charges have been dropped against a woman in Brooklyn, violently separated from her toddler son by police.
Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez says he was horrified when he saw the video of police pulling a one-year-old from his mother at a social services office. He dismissed all charges against 23-year-old Jasmine Headley, saying the consequences she's already suffered because of the arrest outweigh any conduct that may have led to it. Police were called when Headley sat down on the floor and refused to get up after waiting for hours in the office. Though the Brooklyn charges were dismissed, Headley wasn't immediately released from jail. She was being held because of an outstanding warrant in an unrelated case in New Jersey. Warren Levinson, New York.
One of four people missing in an underground West Virginia coal mine has emerged. Officials are sending more search teams to find the others. The area hasn't been mined for 2 years. An ATV the four were believed to be riding in was found Sunday near the mine entrance in West Virginia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.